Good morning. It's 7:40, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock and Hunter, let's get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. Find out more, special-lite.com, and maybe start a new career with Specialite because they're hiring now and looking for people just like you to join their amazing team. So check it out, special-lite.com right here, Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today, what's one thing you're always willing to pay the extra price for? Doesn't matter. You're like, yeah, fine, swipe it. I don't care. Swipe it, swipe it, swipe the card, take the cash. You're always willing to pay extra for. Mine is very simple. I don't utilize it all that often, but if I go to any kind of theme park, all right, any place where you're going to be standing in a line, okay, I always, first thing we do when we get there is we go to the service desk, whatever, and we get the speed pass. I will always pay extra for the speed pass, because you cannot put a price on not waiting in line, okay?
Dude, you know what? It's for most people, I don't think they know what it's like to have the speed pass, though. So they don't know what it is, you know, until you get it for the first time and you're like, oh my God.
Like, I get it. And folks,
it's like free reign at a theme park.
And I'll implore anyone. I know it's expensive, but if you're planning a family trip, okay, let's say you got five kids and you and the missus are taking the kids to Disneyland. What I want you to do right now is start putting money away to pay for the speed pass. If you're going to Six Flags,
speed pass, dude, fast pass, whatever.
It will make the trip so much. And I know it's not cheap. Every time Kiki and I go, now with the little one, I'm sure we're going to pay. I'm fine with that. I'm willing to eat ramen noodles for a month if I can get that speed pass. I will always pay extra to get up to the front of the line. Always.
Here's my problem with the speed pass is I'm getting too old for the speed pass. My body can't handle going on too many rides that quickly.
You need the rest in between.
I do, dude. I need that like 30, 40 minutes, man, for my equilibrium to equal out.
Oh, Lord. You know, and I found out about the speed pass completely on accident. I remember my buddy Zach and Dwight and I were down in Florida visiting a friend, and we went to Six Flags down there. And we were standing in line, like we waited in line for like an hour and a half for this one thing. And we're finally like, F this. So we got off the ride and we went over and the guy's like, oh, we got to get the speed pass. I'm like, what are you guys talking about? And that's what it was. And ever since then, it any place I go, it does not matter. I don't care if I'm there for an hour. I'm going to get the speed pass. Like, I only got time for five rides. I'm going to get the speed pass. That's it.
So you're probably a guy that's like the iPass, too, you know, in his window going, you don't like to stop and pay for tolls either, do you?
Absolutely not, man. No, I'd rather just drive through the toll and pay it online, man. Just waiting in line. We spend so much. If we're lucky, we'll be on this earth for 85 years, okay? If we're lucky, maybe 90. All right, if I start eating better, you think I want to spend my precious time sitting in line waiting on people? Come on now. Ridiculous. Come on.
So I got one, and this is kind of a weird thing because, you know, I brag about my bidet a lot here in the old household.
God, if you're going
to
talk about
it. So typically I don't have to use too much of this. Usually it's just to dry it out a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? Always pay extra for toilet paper.
You ritzy bitch. Little fancy.
Dude, my mom has some toilet paper. Hey, Mom, if you're listening, you need to upgrade that toilet paper. Like, dude, you can see through it. I'm serious.
You and your baby soft behind.
You better be washing your hands then. You better be washing
How aggressively are you wiping with the toilet paper that you're worried about busting through?
Pretty aggressively. I don't want anything hanging around down there. Just saying.
So you do. You get the fancy toilet paper.
You got to get the thicker toilet.
You pay extra for something that you cover in dookie. Is that what it is?
You know what? My hands are fine. My hands are clean. You know, I'm not nervous. Here's another thing. It's all relative anyway, because the single ply, you got to pull a mile of it out to actually feel comfortable putting anything down there. You know what I'm saying?
I will agree with you on that. You buy the cheap stuff, you usually got to double it up, okay?
You double it up anyway.
But for me, and I have calculated the math, all right? I have sat there, okay, I got this. I buy the cheap four-pack $1 rolls.
Oh,
you know, where you get the four ones from Walmart?
Those are like 10 foot long. I'm serious. You're getting gypped.
If you do the math and you look at how many sheets are in each one, and then you go to the more expensive stuff, you usually get more bang for your buck, is the way I do it, the way I do it. Especially for something like that.
Or you can just get a bidet like me and just.
I have a garden hose in there. That's just.
Why is there a garden hose coming through the window?
I set that thing to jet. I don't need toilet paper. All right, that's what.
No, you just put your thumb on it a certain way.
Actually, I'd stick the hose down my. I stick the hose down my throat and I do a full flush. That's what it is.
Did this guy do something to his pants or something? Look at him. He looks like
a reverse enema, basically, is what it is. okay.
Just
you know
what? Shower. Would you just take a shower?
I'm not going to knock you, buddy. All right. To each their own. If you want to pay a little extra, that's what this topic's all about. If you want to spend a little bit more for that cushy TP on your
so
little booty.
Let me give you my final thought on this. Yeah. So my final thought is, because I am using the bidet, I'm not using as much toilet paper, so I can justify it a little bit, and it's more comfortable. So, boom. I think I figured it out in the bathroom. Just
mine,
saying,
my ass
hop
is,
on board.
My ass is so callous that it doesn't matter what I use down there at this point. You know, so it's just so rough from years of cheap toilet paper. It's like it's just
right,
terrible.
It's from the toilet paper.
It's from the toilet paper, Hunter. All right, we're going to take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's one thing you're always willing to pay the extra price for? We'll be back with more. Stick around.
Rocks.
Danger Zone. Rocket Hunter. Doing it in the Danger Zone. All right. Your topic for today brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. What's one thing you're always willing to pay the extra price for? Another one real quick of mine is sauce. I know it seems small, but I at this point, I'm even saying, could I also get extra sauce? If it's extra, that's fine. Because for some reason, asking for extra sauce in this day and age is like a war crime. They're like, wait, what? You want extra sauce? Yeah, just give me extra sauce.
What?
I want like two extra sauces. Well, you know that's going to be 58 cents, which, by the way, is 58 cents for, yeah.
Fine.
Yeah, just throw it in there.
That's, you know what pisses me off, though, is when you do and you go through that conversation and you still don't get the sauce.
They forget the sauce. Oh, yeah. No, I turn back around at that point.
I will scorch. Dude, I get so angry. Don't do it. I never do it.
Do you think about it?
I think some pretty bad things at that point.
We got some great comments on Facebook. What's one thing you're always willing to pay the extra price for? Rebecca said good shoes.
It's a good one.
Are you that way, Hunter? Do you pay a little extra for the better shoes?
No, you know, to be honest with you, I have like a pair of like shoes that I paid extra for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I really love. I love those shoes.
Yep.
I do, but I have those shoes. And I guess
for me, gun to my head, if that was like an option, like I don't worry too much about shoes. Just like you, I have my nice pair of Chucks that are like my good going out shoes. But
which aren't good shoes, by the way.
What's that? Chucks? They're fantastic.
It's like flat bottom. They're the worst shoes.
It's because you're slapping your feet around like Bozo the Clown. Kind of great,
they
man.
Make good shoes as in like, you know, comfort. And,
look, if Larry Bird can play basketball in a pair of Chucks, all right, they're good enough for you walking
around.
Because
it was the 70s and they didn't have anything else.
Oh, man, those are fancy shoes. No ankle support, but you're fine. Let's see. Brandon said good hookers. All right, there you go. You know what
an
answer.
Yeah, you probably want to pay extra for that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Good hookers. Kathleen and a couple other people had one. They said anything for my dogs. So they're willing to pay extra for the pets, for the doggies in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How far do you go for your cats, Hunter? Like, are you willing to shell out like thousands of dollars for the cat?
Thousands of dollars for the cat.
Okay, here's a question.
For what? To like save their life?
Do you get your cats like presents for Christmas or their birthdays?
So, okay, no, I don't think so. No. Dude, I don't even remember my own birthday.
Yeah.
You know how good I am at remembering birthdays, you know. But, you know, if I'm at the store and I'm walking through, like, the aisles and I'm going through, like, the cat aisle, I'm like, I'll grab something for the cat.
Get some kibbles and bits, or that's for dogs.
But it's not like I'm rushing to the store to go grab something for the cat.
Yeah, you're not buying your cat like a $400 cashmere sweater made for cats, right? Like
dude,
that.
The cat goes out and murders mice all night long. He's fine.
You need to get him like a 30-06.
Dude, for real.
Get you, that's what you need to buy for your little kitty cats.
I need to buy him a graveyard. That's what I need to bury all these mice that he's killing.
Buy a shovel for your little cat shovel. Look, here's where I'm at with pets. And again, I love animals. I grew up
cat
on a farm.
Needs to go to church, dude.
Yeah, get him a pass to church. I love animals. I do. I'm an animal lover. I grew up on a farm and everything. However, I do think it's a little crazy when I hear people like, "Oh yeah, we had to get Fido hip surgery. It was $8,000." I'm like, "What?
Oh man!
Like, don't get me wrong. I want the dog to be, but $8,000?
Love the dog. Yeah, you know. Yeah. I get it.
Well,
name
brand chew toys. Like, there's people that buy like expensive chew toys, and it's like the dog is just going to destroy it. What are you doing? You spent $100 on a chew toy? What is wrong with you? Anyway, that's
just
my
take. Expensive toys, like, do you buy? Are you buying Riley expensive clothes and what?
No.
She doesn't know. Yeah. You know, like,
we got some expensive clothes as hand-me-downs, and I'm like, oh, damn, this is a nice thing.
There you go.
But then I go get most of her stuff. We've gotten most of her stuff at Goodwill because she's a baby. She doesn't know. Yeah.
She's fine.
She's going to end up, you know, ruining it anyway, so that's fine.
Dusty looks back at the picture.
Yes. What the hell?
It's everything. What am I playing with?
Like, oh. It's half a set. Let's see. Chad said he always pays for extra cheese. Oh, yeah. Every pizza I get, that's actually a really good answer. Every pizza
extra
I get,
cheese.
I always ask for extra cheese, and I'm fine paying extra for it.
Cheese is expensive, man.
Yeah,
I'm starting to figure that out as I get older in life.
Cheese.
Damn.
Scott said tickets for your favorite sports team. Willing to pay a little extra for that. Nice.
Mark, see, but that's so inflated. It's hard to pay
nowadays.
That,
it's tough.
I'm like, dude, are you serious? Like it was like, what was it to go to the NBA finals? Tickets are up like over a grand.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, it's even better watching it on TV.
Yeah.
That's the best view of the game. It's on TV. So, I mean, I understand going to the game is different, but $1,000 for some like nosebleeds, dude. I'm just like,
pay
whatever.
Extra, man. You got to pay the extra. Mark said the thing he's always willing to pay extra for, steak. Good steak. That's nice.
Oh,
good,
yeah. That's a
good
meats, answer.
Meats and cheeses.
That's a good answer. Thick cut bacon. Do you?
God, I love it, and I just don't do it all the time. Like, I'd be getting groceries. I'm like, all right, we need bacon, and it's like, I really want the thick cut.
It's a little bit more expensive.
It's like
bacon is expensive as it is.
It's $5 more, and I'll have enough for like two breakfasts. It's like, God, do I want? And then the times you don't get the thick cut, you're like, I should have got the thick cut. Yeah, that's actually a good answer. Michelle said bacon, so that's a good answer.
You know what a common answer? I hear this all the time. A good kitchen knife.
Yeah.
A good sharp. Kitchen knife. Yep. I've read this multiple times in different forms. Like, yeah, you should get a really good, nice, expensive, sharp kitchen knife.
Yep. No, I agree with that. Pay the little extra, and you won't be ripping through them. They won't rust out on you that first time in the dishwasher.
Mm.
Let's see. A couple people said good weed. Patty and Josh both said good weed. Yeah, pay a little extra for the good stuff. Give me that sweet.
How about this comment? Lube.
Lube? Hey. Can't put a price on good lube, man.
That stuff that dries up real quick.
We'll end with John's. What's something you always pay a little extra for? Speaking of lube, he said a happy ending. There you go. All right. Yeah.
Hey, there you go. You don't want no calloused hand, that's for sure. All right. Man, that's a big hand.
Strong hands.
Strong hand.
All right, that is it for now. We're going to be back with more before we get too far into happy endings. It's Brock and Hunter, WIRX.